Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Stuart Best, and I've got Larry with us tonight. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. There's so much going on here in the world right now. I wanted to start, if we could, with that Bible code that was run. It says, immediately after mass shooting in Orlando, Bible codes confirm ties to ISIS. They've got the word kill, Bible code, massacre, 5776, June, slaughter, Orlando, terror, 2016 again, and TEVAC, whatever that is. What would that be? Do you know? T-E-V-A-C-H.
That's a season, a Hebrew season.
Okay.
Well, actually, that was on the it was a Saturday night, wasn't it, when that occurred?
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was really intrigued when I saw that because, you know, the Obama administration is just going in circles trying to not tie in any overseas ties or ISIS ties or any connections, and they're everywhere. And then you mysteriously have a Bible code which happens to just explain it all in your face and tie it to ISIS. And, of course, I know everybody don't believe Bible codes or Torah codes, but the words are there. The words are really there. They're in the Torah, and you can't explain them away. I mean, the words are what the words are. Now, Rabbi Glazerson, he's very careful with his Torah codes, and, in this one, he asked, phrases he already knew because he had the history. He already had, the event. And so he went back to the Torah code and did the research, got the matrix from there. And those words are literally all together there, and they're very, very close. It's, it's hard to refute. And, of course, I don't even try to refute them because I say the words are there. He wouldn't found them. And Glazerson's extremely honest rabbi. I mean, he prides himself on his work, and he stands behind his work. But it's so amazing. And when we look at actually the news out of Israel, here's a headline I found interesting today in Debka file out of Israel, which I'd almost tie to that Torah code in a way. It says, no let-up seen in ISIS terror for the U.S. or Western cities. Obama offers no clear strategy for destroying ISIS other than his long, long road prediction.
Well, why would anybody believe at this point that Obama wants to destroy ISIS? I mean, Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and what's so interesting about that, what you just asked, was the fact that recently coming out of the Middle East. Now, when I say mainstream media here in the U.S., none of this that I'm reading you on paper is coming across. There's none of it. I mean, all we get is political rhetoric. Years ago, there was a really cool term, even in my age, called propaganda. And that's all mainstream media is anymore, and most people just call it Obama media because that's what it is, and it's getting ready and getting set for to be Hillary media. So there you go. But what's so interesting to tie in or dovetail right into what we're just discussing is the fact that, recently Russia has really been slamming ISIS, with their attacks and hitting Raqqa. And, of course, there's a new plan that just came out that I've been watching for about 4 or 5 days now, where the U.S., and of course, we mentioned on the last Intel report that, you know, Obama's now sent some carrier groups, you know, into the, not only the Black Sea, but the Mediterranean, too. And there seems to be in the background a plan, this is according to a number of Middle East sources, that Obama and Erdogan, in other words, U.S. and Turkey, have now a strategy of putting some type of no-fly zone or no attack zone and upholding it over northern Syria at the Turkish border. And now what's more interesting than that is I just saw a report a while ago that it came down. Apparently some Russian intel and Israeli intel, and of course you know now they're working together. Here it is, I'll read it to you. Actually, this is posted on the Q-Files alerts, Steve Quayle's, but it comes off of some media over there. It says, fortified ISIS positions within meters of the Turkish border ignored by U.S. coalition jets. Turkey supplies ISIS forces by cross-border Turkey to Syria supply groups. So there we are. If anybody ever wondered who is taking care of ISIS, I would have to say that our it's no wonder all the little pinpricks, as they call it, that Obama's doing, and even Putin came out and said, asking, why does the U.S. just bomb the dirt over in Syria, the sand? He don't hit nobody. He's bombing the dirt.
Well, he doesn't, you know, I from everything that I can find out, ISIS is nothing more than the creation of the CIA and the intel agencies, and I believe it's all part of the Psalm 2 war. Kings of the earth get themselves together, and the whole plan is to dethrone Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Ghost. And all we're doing is watching how they are manifesting that spirit in the physical. And,
that's right.
You know, it was, wasn't it Putin at the United Nations that even accused publicly Obama for creating ISIS? Didn't he say something like, don't you realize what you've done?
That's right, he did. He gave Obama all the credit. He said, you did the creation of them. They're yours.
So,
they're really yours.
Yeah, and now you face the consequences of it. Well, you can't mention Islam here without getting into trouble, basically. I mean, you can jump up and down on Christians and stomp on them and call them all kinds of dirty names, but you try it with Islam, and you've got all kinds of trouble. And I just don't understand how people think, number one, that Obama's Christian, which he isn't. He's done, I don't know, all the things he's done about Christians, particularly in the military now, total hatred towards them.
Well, I think,
and he openly said that when push came to shove, he was going to back Islam.
Exactly, exactly. What you're saying is exactly right. And you know, if someone was smart enough to just sew Obama's mouth shut and just watch what his hands did for a little bit, you could tell a lot.
Yeah, I guess you could. I hadn't really thought of it that way. But you know, it's just amazing to me that people are still totally blind to who Obama is and what he favors. Now, Trump made a remark the other day, something about, well, I'm paraphrasing it. I'll try and bring it up if I can find it. But basically what it was that Obama either is stupid, I'm paraphrasing it, or he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
coming out of Trump's, yeah, exactly, like we were saying the other night, when you said willful or deliberate.
Yeah.
It can't.
Yeah.
He can't be that stupid. Everybody that has known him says he's very, very brilliant. actually. And, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention when you were saying that, you know, this is what's interesting. You know, I know we like to overlook what Putin and Russian intel sources and all of that say, but, you know, for years and years, I've been watching really close, and it seems like to me, on everything mentioned by Russia that's going on in the United States, and especially the political scene in Washington, D.C., Russia's accurate. And, you know, mainstream media, and of course, I don't even have to comment on the Obama government. None of those sources,
mm-hmm.
It's not that they're inaccurate. They don't even tell you anything. And they proudly keep their mouth shut about government. So really, our best sources seem to be Russian sources, which is so ironic. And it's so ironic for Putin to be saying this. Now, this is what's interesting, Stuart. You know, we know that Russia, and it's even been claimed that Russia actually has all, I'll repeat that term, all of Hillary Clinton's emails. And matter of fact, a recent report said that he had offered it to Trump. If he said, you want the emails? I've got them. And so anyway, people go ha-ha and they move on. But I imagine he really does have them. But did you see the report where I guess it was day before yesterday or night before last, you know, Russian hackers hacked the DNC, the Democratic convention group, and stole all of the intel that they had compiled against Trump.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder why they would be doing that. Putin... Well, they're all playing this game, I think. If we, the bottom line is some too accurate. I happen to know for a fact that the Bible is absolutely accurate in everything it says. And it says that the kings of the earth and the rulers are gathered together for one purpose. So what we're watching, apparently, whether they even know it or not, is an orchestrated attempt to unseat Jesus Christ and bring in Antichrist. And I just wish the Christians would zero in on that one fact, that this is what all of this is about. This is where it leads. And we're rapidly coming into that thing. Now, I've got this headline on Trump. He says, we're led by a fool. Trump doubles down on calls for Obama to resign. Then he says this, he doesn't get it, or he gets it better than anybody understands.
That's probably a clue.
I think he's telling the American people all of this is deliberate, and he's doing it by code. He's given them a choice. Well, either the guy is absolutely stupid or he's smarter than anybody understands. I happen to favor the latter. This guy is brilliant, and he's being run by a brilliance we just don't understand at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what's interesting, Stuart. In the first years when Obama showed up on the scene, of course, you know, he actually showed up on the scene as Barry Satoro. But, of course, that's politically incorrect, so we can't use that name. But interestingly, when Barack Hussein Obama, I'll try to do a historical name there, showed up in America and then ran for president and became president for two terms now, actually. And what's so interesting is Russia already knew his name and knew he was coming and leaked it, actually, before he actually ran for the U.S., you know, presidential election. And what's so interesting on top of that, there was also at that point in time a military guy that was over the passport division, I believe it was, that was found dead. And there was some data come out in the background, a little bit of leak here, a little bit of leak there. But there was they said Russia knew exactly who he was and knew he was coming. And the only other one with all the information on him was Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, that That's kind of interesting because I think, you know, Netanyahu, when he came on the scene many, many, many years ago now, 20, 25 years ago, and I saw him on mm-hmm. TV, and it was like the Holy Spirit said he is going to maneuver Israel through part of the tribulation, if not all of it. And lo and behold, everybody said when he got dethroned there the first time, he was gone, that was the end of it. Lo and behold, here he is, back in a driver's seat for Israel.
And what's interesting in that spirit is the fact that you remember who was trying to work to dethrone him. Originally, it was Bill Clinton, remember? Clinton, matter of fact, this is the interesting part if people just think about history a little. The Clintons were trying to subvert the government of Benjamin Netanyahu, and they did it trying to make a claim that a woman was involved with him other than his wife. I mean, it was a rumor. It was no fact. It was just simply a rumor, and it didn't work. It failed. However, shortly thereafter, suddenly, a Monica Lewinsky affair occurred, and it impeached Bill Clinton. But now, you know, like you say, he was out of office, Netanyahu was. He comes back into office again down the road, kind of where we are now, and then he's there to face, you know, Barack Obama. So and then maybe even, the Clintons again. I just don't know how history will work out. But you're right, this scenario, and I totally agree with you, Stuart, I totally agree with you, that the Lord set him aside to use him in these end times, Benjamin Netanyahu. And I call him one of my really early on wild cards, and I call Vladimir Putin one of the wild cards, and I certainly call Donald Trump a wild card. Now, we'll just have to see where all of this goes, but it's not dull.
Well, here's another comment that Trump made. Look, we're led by a man that either is not tough, not smart, or he's got something else in mind. And the something else in mind, you know, people can't believe it. People cannot. They cannot believe that President Obama is acting the way he acts and can't even mention the words radical Islamic terrorism. There's something going on. It's inconceivable. There's something going on. Now, what's he telling everybody?
Well, Stuart, I think he's dropping clues. I think these are clues. If people would pick them up and start making a list of them, these are all clues. You know, one thing I was talking to somebody the other day, and I told them, I said, you know what? I said, you know, there's very little goes on in the world that Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't know, and very little that goes on that Vladimir Putin doesn't know. But I said, I'll tell you what, one of the most incredible minds I've ever seen is Donald Trump, because he already has the knowledge of the inside of all their deals.
Yes. Yeah, he knows. Well, he's worked with them. He even said so.
Yeah.
He said, I know these guys. I know how they operate. He meets with them. So now you have the question as to exactly who is Donald Trump. And I'm very, how do I say, interested in the fact that the Bible talks about the last trump and the return of the Lord for his people at the last trump. Well, is not Donald Trump the last trump for America? Sounds like he is.
Well,
when he's
I
coming
would not
out
be
with
surprised.
These
kind of, yeah,
and he comes out with
say,
all
I'd
these comments.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he doesn't get it, or he gets it better than anybody understands, Trump told Fox and Friends. It's one or the other, and either one is unacceptable. Number one. Number two, calling on another gun ban. I mean, this man has no clue. First of all, the shooter was licensed, so he went through all the procedures, fully licensed to have a gun. So he would have passed the test that the president would have thrown up there. We're led by a fool, Trump declared. It's ridiculous. You know, This is a mentality. This is a state. And you have thousands of shooters like this with the same mentality out there in this country. And we're bringing thousands and thousands of them back into this country and into the country every year.
Another clue.
So let's go back to Jeremiah. Everything we're watching. I mean, Obama has utterly destroyed ICE for all practical purposes. There are no border police virtually anymore. They're just coming in by the waves. That's what Jeremiah says. I will fill thee with caterpillars. And if you really do a word study, I'm going to fill you up with aliens. A fifth column operation. Enemy troops infiltrate the United States, and when the call is given, they bring us down.
Yeah.
It seems, what do I say? It seems like nobody in major media even begins to understand what's really going on here. Or the fact that Obama has, what do they call those things, the Muslim Brotherhood or something like that, that he's packed his, and they still don't get it.
Well, and that's what's interesting, too, is he backed the Muslim Brotherhood, continually. I mean, that was one of the great, that was that Green Movement thing kind of in the Middle East. And, I got to look, and I was reading in Daniel, it talks about someone that comes that deposes or puts down three kings. And, I was watching really closely. I kind of looked back at Obama's time, and, he did depose Gaddafi. Matter of fact, I just watched that movie, 13 Hours. It just came out. If you watch nothing else, watch that movie. You'll really be angry when it's over. But it is really, really good. And if I was Donald Trump, I'd be playing that all across America on every one of my advertisements. But I watched where they dropped, that was a king. They brought, under Obama and Hillary, they brought down that king, and then they brought down Mubarak, deposed him.
That's two.
And they tried, they really tried hard to bring down Bibi, and two or three other ones. Now, Sisi took Mubarak's place and kind of blocked that move there. They were working on bringing down Assad, and they may still take Assad out. That may be the final king, and then brings World War III. I don't know, but it's interesting to note that Obama has, under his almost 8 years, has brought down two kings already, as the Bible says, if that's him, and he's got one more to go, and it could be Assad. But as you watch this, I'm with you, Stuart. I think that what we're seeing from Donald Trump, of course, everybody's so blown away in the political avenues that they don't understand. He's giving clues. Not only does he know the insides of everything they've done for probably 100 years or more, he financed a lot of it, And it's kind of interesting that he would actually be used possibly in the end times, because this is what I say. I've used that term by design. I've said that the bringing down of America, and as you said, all those foreigners and things that have been brought into the country, it's by design. Everything he's done is by design, and he's just following the orders from his New World leaders. But we look at our military, and we look at he has decimated the military. Matter of fact, it was very interesting. I was watching Lou Dobbs today, and he was talking about how that the only reason this killer in Orlando was allowed by the FBI to be unharassed right before the killing was the fact that this guy was smart enough to use the Islam card, and because of political correctness from the DOJ slammed down on all of our intel agencies and the FBI, they had to back off and just leave him alone. When they pull the Islamist card, you got to back off. And so it kills us. It really makes us defenseless, Stuart, is what it does to us. And the military, the same thing's happening to them.
Well, do you believe that we're going to have any kind of a delay before the next one, or do you think they may be targeting a few other? I know you forwarded the six cities that they were talking about. Is this now been unleashed? Have the dogs of war, so to speak, been unleashed, and now ISIS is, or we could say internally, our own government's war against the citizens, and this is how they're doing it. Because if we have more of these, go ahead.
I was just going to say that one of them that's not really making any news media is right after, they had the incident with the one guy in California at the gay parade there, that had guns and some explosives, and they caught him right after Orlando. And then the next day, immediately, this one hadn't got out much at a Walmart store in Amarillo, Texas. A guy named Mohammed walked into the store and took hostages and fired shots, and they went in and killed him. Now, this hadn't got out. This stuff's still going on, and we're not being told, and the mainstream media is just overlooking it like it didn't even exist, But I did see some reports and, little reports come across that, so there are some military people that are claiming that we're right on the verge of Obama's martial law, that he's leaning that direction. Now, by the grace of God, Stuart, maybe it won't happen. Maybe we'll have a slight delay. I would almost have to say at this point, looking where things are, especially the mentality of the American people, it would take almost an act of God, of divine grace and mercy, for us to have any kind of delay at all. I don't know. We're in a perilous situation.
Well, when you use the phrase mentality of the American people, now I'm not talking about all of them, but a good share of them, doesn't the word mentality kind of indicate that there's some thinking going on?
Maybe I'll use the wrong term.
It seems like they're comatose. That no matter what happens, now look, 50 people got killed. I don't care if they're gays or not. 50 people got killed, and Trump makes the remark, well, Obama's more angry at me than he is at the guy who killed 50 people. Well, what about the American people? I haven't heard too much rhetoric about how bad that was. Have you?
You're right. No, I haven't, actually. And this is what's interesting. I watched the speech. I watched the speech given by Obama personally, and the only passion he had was when he was coming against Trump and the Republicans. And when he was talking about Orlando, there was zero passion. It was like he was just reading a little script, and he could care less and wasn't, and probably ready to go to the golf course. But, what Trump said. It's interesting how a lot of Trump's rhetoric is simply not politically correct at all, but it's accurate.
Well, it makes you wonder if the Lord, he said, everything is going to be revealed. That which is hidden will be revealed. And it almost seems like Trump is the instrument that is revealing to the American people the absolute corruption and criminal activities that are going on within our government. And it's like, okay, here it is. Trump's telling you the truth. What are you going to do about it? Well, I think what they're going to do about it is elect Hillary.
you've got an excellent point, Stuart. I agree with you totally on that. And it does look, like I said, unless there's some intervention somewhere, it does look like, and according to, I saw Jeanine Pirro the other day on Fox, and she came out and just blasted the media and said that Hillary's already been crowned. This whole thing's already a done deal. And she began trying to expose some of this. And we can go somewhere from there, or we can go somewhere from this little article I heard while ago on Fox News. Listen to this. Charles Payne, who is he's a guy that has a show, Money Talks or whatever, on Fox Business. And he made this statement, Stuart, and I thought, well, that is rather telling, because I hadn't heard anybody use Y2K in a phrase in, oh, my God, a long time. And here's what he said, and this is a quote. Charles Payne said, watching the UK Brexit move, he said, is Brexit or Y2K all over again? Are we in global economic collapse? All those were question marks. He's tying in the UK Brexit movement and Y2K, and then he links that to a global economic collapse on the horizon and says, where are we? Which one of these is it? And I thought, when he said Y2K, boy, my little light came on. I said, whoa, what did he say?
Yeah. Boy, that is kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of people got prepared for Y2K, then they claim nothing happened. Well, the reason nothing happened is because people spent millions and millions of dollars reprogramming their computers to avoid the crash. I even myself had a program. It was called CashGraph. It was our bookkeeping program. And sure enough, when it rolled over to the year 2000, it quit. It stopped. So it wasn't a lie that they were handing out. And, of course, it was... It's interesting now. So Brexit is what he's talking about is going to be possibly another Y2K event. But we do know that there's a global collapse in the cards. I don't know any other way that they could bring the entire people of the world down on their knees other than you collapse the world economy. Out of order, out of chaos comes order, the Masonic creed, if you will. And that would be probably the easiest and the best way to bring people down. Now, the United Nations came out a long time ago and said they were going to use food as a weapon to make people obey. So evidently, if you do that, you collapse the economy. And we'll say that the Walmarts are the place where you go get your food, and you tie in Jade Helm and the Roundup and the FEMA camps. Well, I guess you've got a scenario here in America that people really don't want to talk about.
Well, that is true.
Got a headline here. It's kind of off subject in a way, but yet it isn't. More than a year ago, the NASA Astrobiology, program gave a $1.108 million grant to the Center for Theological Inquiry. The project is intended to refresh and expand scholarly and public dialogue on this subject, aliens, which is of growing interest due to the discovery of thousands of extrasolar planets and the ongoing search for potentially habitable environments in our solar system and beyond. With this $1.108 million grant, CTI will oversee a resident team of visiting scholars in theology, the humanities, and social sciences that will conduct inquiry on the social implications of astrobiology, the study of the origins, evolution, distribution, and future of life in the universe. And it went from 2015, and it goes on till 2017. Why now? Why would they be talking about extraterrestrials? Is this all part of that NSA acclimation project where they release a little bit here and a little bit there? I mean, why would you spend millions of dollars on research of what does it mean if we find out there are aliens to the Christians, basically, and the other religions of the world?
Yeah,
what do you think about
you're
that
right.
One?
Yeah, a lot of the, I remember what Noah said about that. Of course, she's not someone that people want you to quote, but she was very accurate, and she says they're going to reveal themselves. And, And I've seen lately, this is what's interesting, is I watch space weather a lot, NOAA and space weather, and they have lots of images of the sun and the different planets and things. And of course, I also post data from, you know, views from Mars, that NASA and JPL has of Mars and Pluto and the moon and the different planets. And you know, Stuart, it seems like there's been an upsurge or a real increase in the reporting of these findings. I mean, these findings are all of a sudden all over the internet, and it's just like it's a blast out of nowhere, you know, because it was it just simply wasn't a subject that people would talk about. Even scientists or astronomers kept their mouths shut, and it's so odd that all of a sudden there seems to be an explosion of findings on the different planets. And I think we're being acclimated to probably to, you know, Stan Deo says an arrival, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. And what's interesting along those lines is you're seeing more and more scientific, I guess you could call them, articles concerning this ninth planet, which is in reality the tenth planet. They dethroned Pluto to throw everybody off. But have you heard any more about the arrival of the destroyer? I know Marshall Masters is one of the ones that really digs into that sort of thing, but have you heard anything from anybody else about
I've been listening to some of the reports that they're talking, and there seems to be more and more data coming in of, you know, this is what's interesting, too, is like a December possibility, being able to see things, you know, late this year. But it seems to be, and I find this strange, you know, because of your Omega code and all of this, it seems to be 2017 seems to be a really pivotal year. I mean, more so than 2016, which I'm kind of shocked at. But it's even the Tor codes are pointing now to, we use your term, high strangeness in 2017.
Yeah, it's, well, when you go to the cycles of Israel, just for the people that don't know what we're talking about here with the Omega Code, did some research on the cycles of time from the beginning of the murmurings of a new nation of Israel, that Israel is in actuality the timepiece for the entire world in the latter years. And it begins with the first Jewish Congress to form the nation of Israel. And that was in 1897. Now, if you go back to the days of Noah, the Lord said, in yet 120 years. So Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. So you take the 120 years back there in the days of Noah, you bring it forward, and you come to, guess what, 2017. Well, within those 120 years, Israel has had a whole bunch of key events that have taken place on given years. You take the cycles. There are 10-year cycles, 20-year cycles, 30-year cycles, 40-year cycles, 50-year cycles, 70-year cycles, all falling on key dates within that 120 years. And the odds are literally millions and billions to one, probably quadrillions to one, that would all work out. And what I was trying to prove, I guess, was that the hand of the Lord is on Israel, and Israel, and especially the Temple Mount, is the timepiece of the Lord's latter years. And we have about a year to go according to that, but it doesn't really prove anything, does it? I mean, you know, we've speculated, we've had all these cycles, we've had, it's here now, and it goes right on by, and absolutely nothing happens. And what's kind of interesting is that if you go into the Dead Sea Scrolls, it says that the prophets of the Lord would have been astounded at the delays to bring this about because of the mercy of God. So, like you were saying, Larry, is Trump a delay card?
Well, you know what? It really does make me wonder. You know, I know I don't see another delay card. I'll say that, Stuart, with all the actors, you know, we know history. We know the actors prior to World War One and Two, and we, you know, all of that. And we seem to be really approaching quickly World War III.
Yes.
And so I look at the actors that's on the stage, so to speak, and, you know, it seems Donald Trump stands out right now as, you know, I would say that if there is a delay, you know, it would almost be him that causes it or is involved with it, or he evolves into the delay himself. And somehow we're spared a little time, but I don't know, Stuart. Wow. You know, I have to say that, you know, when we tried to, I was reading First and Second, especially Second Esdras the other day. You're familiar with that book.
Oh, yes.
And it talks
yes.
a lot about, it talks a lot about what you're just talking about. And I was reading in there, too, how the Creator was basically explaining to Esdras. Now people that don't know who Esdras was, well, he had another name in Babylon. He was a captive in Babylon, and he wrote this stuff and had these angelic experiences and was given knowledge and questioned the Creator. And a little bit reminds me of Job in a way. But
yes.
But what's interesting is the fact that he's told, you know, when he keeps saying, you know, why are we having delays? Why is it taking so long? You know, man's life on the planet is really, really short, almost like a grasshopper. One day you're hopping around, the next day you're laying there dead, you know, no life in you. And I was reading that, and the answer, though, was interesting. Even today, I went back and looked again, and the answer was that there's a certain amount of fulfillment, you know, on the planet. That, you know, and basically it says, you know, we're not asked our permission to arrive here. We happen here. I mean, we're here without our permission. And then also,
yes.
the day we leave here, it's simply not in our permission to do that. We just simply, we're not here anymore, and that's how mankind is and what we need to face. But basically to Ezra, you know, it was explained to him that a certain number. Yeah, and it said there's lots of dust or lots of dirt on the earth, but there's not a lot of real pure gold. So it's the time will go on and be extended, you know, further than you can. And probably like they told Daniel, you know, go your way and go to sleep because we got a little while yet, you know. The gold, so much of it has to come into the storehouse basically till it's fulfilled the amount. The amount's fulfilled, and then you will see the end.
Yes. So you could equate the gold to the times of the Gentiles, of Paul.
And the
when,
soul.
When the times
you know,
of the, yes, when the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, then it reverts, everything reverts back to Israel. And if the Omega Code is correct, that's next year. That God once again is going to take up his promises.
Yeah, well, you know, I
Go
talked
ahead.
To Richard Shaw, you know, we've had him on a couple of times talking to him.
Yes.
And he's really adamant about, he's secretive, but at the same time he's adamant about the fact that Herrlich and Glazerson and, you know, Rips and all those that are really studying the Torah codes and have for a number of years now, and I'm talking real scientific mathematicians, real people that dig into that. That there was a lot of data that they revealed in really from 2012 on down to 2015. Now, they were a little bit more selective in 2016, but the oddity is Richard says that they're holding really, really close some of the data they found in 2017, and it seems to tie into the Messiah and probably the millennium. And so, you know, I don't have the answers. I don't know. They're not revealing to me what they're finding and not telling. But, I do know that, you know, you sent Richard Shaw your Omega Code, and he absolutely said it was incredible. He said, that was amazing data. He just said, that was amazing. And I think it all ties in. I think you did a really good work there. And everybody doesn't have it. Ought to really write you and get the Omega code, you know, because it's incredible data.
Yeah, and we still do have it for sale. It was a lot of fun doing it. In a way, it's kind of scary to do it, because when you finally do realize that little sliver of land that we call Israel is the center of the entire battle or turf war between Christ and Satan, and it's going down exactly as the Bible prophets said it would go down. Yeah, to me, it's just amazing, and I'm amazed that people don't really understand prophecy. They think it's prediction. Well, it might come true, it might not come true, but actually it's just history, because God sits outside of time and space. He's Alpha and Omega. He's seen the whole thing, and he just observed and wrote it down and gave it to the prophets, who in turn uttered it and gave it to us.
Yeah, I tell you what, another interesting thing, you talk about, I was really intrigued and I was really listening as you was describing, you know, Israel or that sliver of land or Jerusalem, all of that bit like being a clock, you know, an end time clock, a countdown clock, so to speak. And
yes.
Recently they came up with they found a Torah code, and they really ran it because of a book a guy named Richard Dawkins had written. It was called The Blind Watchmaker. You know, I think you made the comment about it was like a, you know, somebody believing evolution was like somebody believing, you know, a whirlwind went through a junkyard and created a 747, a brand new one out of those parts, and even had the passengers in it, the pilot in it, ready to go when the wind was finished blowing, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, and this The Blind Watchmaker is the name of this book. It's an old book by a guy named Richard Dawkins. And so what they actually did from that book is they ran a Torah code, and they found in the code, and I don't have it in front of me, but it said, it talked about the creator, in other words, the watchmaker. It says,
yes,
in the code that I am the watchmaker. I do exist. I'm alive. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, well, that's pretty blunt. I mean, really, how do you look at you take a Swiss watch. Now, we would marvel at a Swiss watch, and we would say, you know, that's a really precision-made instrument, which is why they cost so much. But all you got to do is pick up a dead oak leaf and look at it. It's a trillion times more complicated than any Swiss watch, and I don't know why people can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have this, I guess, this hostile attitude towards God because of the fall. So all you got to do sometimes is mention the word Bible, and we get, well, he mentioned the word Bible, and that was it. I just turned everything off. I mean, there is an open hostility towards it. I don't know. It's just strange. What's going on earth change-wise? Have you got anything? I know some more volcanoes are going off, speaking about bad things happening.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit of that. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I did want to include that suddenly I'm seeing data where they're now having a second round of what they're calling gravitational waves. They don't know where they're coming from at all. They've surmised they come from a previously exploded star somewhere, or a black hole. But these are what they call gravitational waves, and they're picking up a second round. These have come out of nowhere. Of course, you know, I like what you said about recent show we had. You called it high strangeness, and this is what's going on. You know, we're seeing some of the subject matter that we're talking about now. I hadn't heard the bots in a long time, but it has to be off the scale in the bots now, because scientists are talking and astronomers are talking about gravitational waves, don't even know what they are, but we're getting them, and they're not even sure where they're coming from, but we're getting them, and there's now a second round of those things coming through the portion of the universe where we are, or our solar system. And now to add to that, we're seeing the most strange activity on our sun. It's almost blank, you know, no sunspots. yet at the same time, we're having massive areas of the sun, which is actually the hot atmosphere of the sun, that is opening up and letting what I call excited, the protons or whatever, you know, that comes off the sun, the particles that come off the sun, which is a lot of radiation also. And we're in a stream of that today again, and it can't really be predicted that much, and it's here in like 24 to 48 hours, and it's affecting and twisting our geomagnetic field. And at the same time this is happening, portions of the planet is losing the protection from the radiation, and the sun.
It's collapsing,
activity.
Yeah.
It's collapsing. And so when you ask me what's happening earth changes-wise, that seems to be steering a lot of it right now and possibly is tying in with this most incredible. Stuart, the weather, all, you know, I know it's erratic all over the U.S., but it's erratic all over the whole planet right now.
Yes, yes. When you mentioned this gravitational wave, Dr. Paul LaViolette wrote a book called Earth Under Fire. And what he did was he went back into the Mayan kind of what we call mythology, which he more or less proves was not mythology at all. And we do have pictures of the core, the black hole in the Milky Way, our galaxy here. And these gravitational waves could well be coming here, which in fact could cause glitches in time-space.
Mm.
Yeah, we're seeing the veils thinning. I remember Red Hawk being very, very adamant that the veils are going to thin and we're going to see things that would be incredible. It reminds me of the movie, what was it called, The Mist, where the military punched a hole in and all these spiders and weird creatures came out. I mean, is this part of the Mandela effect, which some people are poo-pooing and saying couldn't possibly exist? But I still ask the question, how is it that millions of people are misremembering what the King James Version said?
Yeah.
I don't get any answer from anybody about that. Well, it couldn't possibly be true. It's always been that way. Well, why is it being misremembered?
Exactly. You know, is it everybody on the planet has a bad memory? Well, maybe, but, you're exactly right. I've had a number of emails since we began to talk about that with Daniel Holdings. But, you know, I'm seeing more and more reports, though, from scattered sources that there is something has happened, some type of ripple in time or something that's causing some paradoxes of some kind. And you know, I told somebody the other day, well, it's actually, I guess, on your show, where I told Augusto that I really, you know, wasn't too big on the Mandela name, but I would place it more biblically, as I would call it the Daniel effect. It's kind of like seven thunders, and we don't know what was said. You know, there's a lot of things we just don't know, and we're reached the time, though, as you talk about the Israeli clock, so to speak, or the timepiece, in 2017, we are in a time frame to where a ripple in time doesn't seem that far-fetched, because we know that, and matter of fact, I've got a new post here today I hadn't posted yet. It says CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, detectors announce and identified new level of physics beyond the Higgs, and it's 1 GeV energy, and says that they're going beyond now anything they've ever done, and they're moving into the areas of particles that they don't even know anything about them at all, not a clue, but they're entering those areas anyway. And now, you know, it's very possible that, CERN has not caused a problem with time at all. I know some people say maybe it was CERN. But, you know, we've also got, like you said, unexplainable gravitational waves that are beginning to hit us, and also activity on our sun really, really getting crazy. And something, though, seems to have troubled, I'll put it that way, or to use the old Norway, Swedish prophet, you know, that he called disturbances. Something has disturbed time-space, this time-space continuum. There's been a disturbance or a ripple of some kind, and people can call me crazy, but something is up, and I'm going to keep my eye on it.
Well, this is what LaViolette actually does say. He said that the, you know, when the mandate of December 21st, 2012 came around, there was a star sign in the heavens which indicated there was a changeover occurring. And I know Tom Horn has gone back to the 2012 date, and they're moving it, you know, the 7 years in 2012 would take you to 2019. So we're right in the ballpark there with the 2017 pivot year for Israel, and I would have to say for the whole world, and especially for the United States. But he focused this on gravitational and cosmic waves that were going to strike Earth, and that the precursor events are now here. And he even talks about the blue Katrina, or whatever they call it, and the red one. Kachinka, or whatever they, you know, whatever the Hopis had to say.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
Kachina.
Exactly how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's the red and the blue Kachina. That's the Navajo, you know, information. That's some of what the information that Stan Dale, he actually went out there and visited with the Navajo, the Hopi elders, and they gave him information about the end time and the end time events in the USA and also the red and the blue Kachina activity. Now, something else I was going to bring up, too, since you said something about 2012, is that there is a Torah code that they found involving the year 2012, the Hebrew year, you know, which is our 2012, and it tied in with the Mayan, and Glazerson was interested to find Mayan, basically in Hebrew, there's some Mayan terminology there, and the word delay is encoded. The word delay is encoded in 2012.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's fascinating, because that's exactly what the Dead Sea Scrolls said, that there would be delay. Amazing. I mean, yeah, I guess a lot of people would love to see a delay. I know a lot of you folks out there, you got relatives that don't seem to get it. They don't seem to want to get it. But, you know, the Lord is very merciful, and maybe he's going to allow certain things to happen so that people are shocked awake. You know, it's kind of like hitting a donkey over the head with a 2x4. They need a shock awakening.
Well, that's kind of like when I was reading in Esdras. It talked about when he was asking about, you know, why is this stretching out longer than it should? Because, you know, age goes on. And basically, the angel had told Ezra, he said, don't ask. He didn't use the term delay, but he said, don't ask to stay longer than your allotted time, because you really want to enjoy it, you know? So the delays, the delays, apparently, from what I can see, appear to be something that the Creator is doing to fulfill the time and the quantity of the gold or the purity of what he wanted off this planet, so to speak, that, in other words, into his storehouse, rather than giving mankind more time. He's doing, you know, it's the Creator's plan. It's not, it's a plan of someone that's not a man, you know, and that's why we can't understand it. We try to use our human minds to understand a plan that is not of man. So it's interesting.
Yeah. I think, well, the Lord's made it very abundantly clear that his hand is stretched out upon this entire planet, and his will is going to be done, and nobody's going to stop it, not the UN, not anybody. And, of course, you've got, you know, the opposition, the evil people are rising up. And, again, you get into CERN, where they're trying to punch a hole to go back in time to eliminate Messiah. You really don't know, and we don't know what they're really doing, because it's so secretive out there.
Well, and
anyway,
and
this has been kind of an interesting session. Before we close out, could you give everybody how they can reach you?
Sure. Thank you, Stuart. It's easy. It's most easy, really, just to follow my blog. You can go to LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org, and basically just follow the news flashes and the email there that you can email me or contact me. And but it's I blog almost every single day and more than once sometimes, and I think they'll find it interesting.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Larry, and we'll see you Friday with Stan and Ollie Dale.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stuart.
Yep, take care.